You there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was horsing around.
What are you doing over there? You sleeping?
I was taking a sip of my diet, too. And then I was like, oh, I forgot to turn my mic on to say my normal do it. And then I was distracted. I was distracted, Hunter, for God's sakes.
So we did a video yesterday. I'm just going to put this out there real quick. I hadn't seen you in a while. When was the last time before yesterday that I saw you?
I honestly don't remember.
It's been a while. I've been here locked in my basement for quite some time here. Dude, you have the longest hair I've ever seen. Like it's like sticking out of the side. Like, he wore a hat last night, a little stocking cap, the WIRX stocking cap. And try to think who you look like.
Like a...
Remember Zed? That guy?
No, who? Zed?
I think he was from Police Academy. Was that his name, Zed?
Zed Police Academy. I'm looking it up. Police Academy.
I mean, you're not going to like what
you... Oh, dude, you're talking about Bobcat Gold... You're saying I look like Bobcat Goldwing?
Yes, dude.
You mother... Yeah. Yeah, you're saying I look like Bobcat Goldwing. No. Are you serious?
Is that what he used to do?
That was kind of his thing. Is he just he'd make his voice like?
Hair was sticking out the sides last night, man. Because usually you have it all slicked back like a drug dealer, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you need to go with the drug dealer look rather than the Bobcat.
So I was
look.
wearing a stocking cap. So I worked out earlier and then I showered right before I came there. So after I shower, my hair's all clean. It gets very full and vibrant. But yeah, when I put a hat on like that, it just likes to... on the back end. So
how does your hair get like that? I could, it's just straight and
yeah, I don't know. I got good biotin. I don't know, but yes, it's very, I'm looking at pictures of Zed right now. You're a real piece of trash.
So
you're a real piece of trash. But yeah, so I'm keeping it going, man. Like right now. See, the thing is I haven't touched it. So lots of times you grow your hair out, you know, you kind of trim it up, you let it grow out, but still look nice. Well, me, I'm like, well, I just want to let it grow. So the back, like the top is very long. Like when I comb my hair down straight, it goes almost to my chin up front. So like it's long. But then in the back, though, you got to understand when it starts right at the nape of my neck and goes down, like I can feel it like kind of in the middle of my shoulder blades almost. Like, yeah, jeez, I look like a piece of trash. It's true. Like, you saying I look like Zed isn't not the truth. I just don't like hearing it, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. You just don't want to know about it, right?
Yeah.
So, when are you gonna cut it or no?
I don't know. It, maybe at some point I'll get... I really want to dye it blonde. That's kind of where I'm at now.
That's it. Here we go. Because I was going to say, there's a couple things you can do when you cut it, when you decide to cut it. Yeah. I say you do straight up Zach Morris.
When I do finally cut it,
yeah, you got to dye it blonde and it's got to be black underneath, right?
Yeah, yeah, you got the...
You kind of have the hair. You have that hair, that style of hair.
I think for now, like I'm going for more of Brad Pitt Legends of the Fall type look. I'm kind of going that route, but I still need to let it grow much longer before I get to that. So, you know,
yeah. You end up looking like the Crypt Keeper, dude, if you keep growing it.
I'm going for a Jeremiah Johnson look. But the thing is, too, is I haven't... Usually, you know, this time of year, I got my big beard as well. But I was like, all right, look, I can't have the beard and the scraggy-ass hair at this point. So I'm kind of going in between. But
starting to look like the caddy from Happy Gilmore that washed himself in the pond.
I'm starting to look like Grizzly Adams is what it is. Yeah. Slightly downhill and slightly left. You just say that because you got one shoe on. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but I know I probably haven't seen you since, I think it was when we watched that football game at your folks' place.
I think you're right.
That might have been the last time.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for noticing.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks for seeing you. Thanks for noticing my hair. I appreciate it. Telling me I look like Zed.
Cannot not notice it, though. Jesus.
All right, with that said, we got to get going here. We got to do your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. So apparently, if an article in the New York Times is to be believed, more and more guys are messing around with sewing machines. Of course, many men are spending more time at home, and it seems that some of these men are spending time at home sewing. I don't have all of the numbers, but according to this article, there's a big uptick. Hunter, have you ever played with a sewing machine?
So, let me, my first initial reaction, pussy, but been a lot. There's a lot of times where I'm like, dude, I wish I had a sewing machine. I wish I knew how to sew.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like sit there and like sew together dresses and clothes and whatnot from, you know, but there are like little things in my wardrobe that desperately need to be sewed.
Yep.
And it's a pain in the ass to take it to. Who's got a sewing machine?
Grandma.
My mom does it.
Yeah. Grandma does. Grandma.
And not to mention, dude, when you watch somebody sew, you're like, oh, my God, if I did that, a thing would go through my hand.
It's definitely a skill. No, there's places you can take it to a tailor. There's a lot of places that have that. But it's not a bad skill to know. Like, I know how to sew on a button. I can do kind of basic sewing and kind of like, you know, the cross-stitch stuff. But, yeah, when you see people do, like pretty elaborate sewing, you're like, okay, yeah, mine does not look like that at all. So.
Okay, so they're talking sewing just like you're like threading a needle in your hands, not a sewing machine.
No, this is saying sewing machine, machine. I don't know if you did this. We had home ec. Everyone had to take home ec in middle school. And we did kind of the basics, baking. We learned how to write checks. Mm-hmm. We also had to sew. And I remember we all had to pick a thing to sew. And I made a pillow with a dirt bike on it.
It's my dirt bike pillow, Mom. Look at it. I got a B+.
So I had to make this, but it was so. So you picked out the design you wanted. We had it, and then you had to, you know, use the God. I wish I could remember all the terms of it. But anyway, you had to load up the sewing machine, and of course, you started with it inside out, and then you sewed it because that way, then when you flipped it right side out. The seams, you couldn't see the seams, and then you had to stuff it, and then you had to finish off the edge. Yes, I had a dirt bike pillow. And
okay,
you know,
here's his bottle, here are his diapers, and here's his dirt bike pillow because he can't sleep without it.
I think it said rad on the dirt bike pillow.
Yeah, it makes me even better. Rad.
I'm almost, you know what? That might
still, dirt bike pillow.
That might still be at Mom and Dad's house. When I go home for the holidays, take a picture of that thing. I think it's there. But, yeah, so I did. I could probably, gun to my head, I could probably make a sewing machine work for me if I needed to.
I got a few things that need to be sewed. You can come on over and sew them together. And then while you're at it, make me a dirt bike pillow, would you?
Aliens come down from space and say, we are going to destroy your planet unless Brock fixes our dirt bike pillow. I'm like, guys, I got this. Don't you worry. Oh, my God, dirt bike pillow.
That's funny. That's funny. Stuff. I like that.
Good stuff. Lastly, a YouTube guy named Ty Pawlowski created an automated mind-controlled beer pong game that supposedly gets easier the more you drink. This is what I need. The beer pong table he put together features cups that move back and forth using electric motors and magnets. Ty then engineered a headset that reads brain waves and uses those brain waves to monitor just how tough the game should be. As the brain waves get slower, you know, after a few beers, the game slows down, which makes it easier to play. Where was this in college when I was playing strip beer pong with those sorority girls? Come on!
Oh, no kidding, man. This seems pretty technical, man.
Yeah.
So you put this headset on. So when I worked at Best Buy, you remember that brain game or whatever that you would try to put that ball through a maze and you could control how high the ball went with your brain?
No, I don't remember this at all.
Back when we sold this at Best Buy back when I worked there. It was out for like a year or two. And it was wild, dude. You could really control the ball with your brain. The harder you thought about it, the higher that ball would go. It was pretty wild. So I kind of wonder if this is the same thing almost.
I mean, it's probably a lot of the same principles, you know, just much more tech because you worked at Best Buy a while ago. So, I mean, it's probably just a little bit more high tech than that. So
the cups are moving around in beer pong because you're thinking about it, right? And then the more drunk you get, the more you don't think about it. That's wild.
It's crazy, man. I have not watched the video, but I'm going to check it out because it's beyond just like, it's you know. Have you ever seen the garbage can that moves and will always catch the garbage? You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah,
this guy's like, too. He just sits there and he throws it behind his head in the garbage can, whip, and it catches it. I'm sure it's along those principles, you know. There's Yeah, who knows?
It's like that dartboard, the guy that made the dartboard
that's a
bullseye every single time.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, not as cool as a dirt bike pillow, though, that I sewed.
Tell you what, you can get darts that make a bullseye every time or a beer pong where the cups move, but not as cool as a dirt bike pillow.
Ain't no dirt bike pillow I sewed up in sixth grade. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.